I was surprised last week, Tom, when I read when you were speaking to the Michigan players that you said being named captain of Michigan was your single greatest accomplishment, I think. You said in your career, in your football history, I think you said. Why is that greater than everything you've accomplished after that?
Well, it's very, I mean, I've had so many things that I never would have thought would have happened in my football career. So it's, whether that's playing at being even selected or getting a scholarship offer to go to a major college football program. I mean, I was hopeful, but you know, to have that happen was great. To have the chance to be named captain there was, you know, an incredible, you know, thing for me. That was something that was really taken so seriously at our school. It was, you know, it was talked about from the day that we walked in there of how, the history of captains at Michigan and what they represent and what they stood for. So that was really a, special moment in my life to have really your own peers. And as I was saying, you know, the guys that know you the best, when they choose you that, it's the greatest, you know, for me, it was the greatest thing that, you know, my teammates could have ever, bestowed upon me. Or, you know, when someone gives you that opportunity to lead them, it tells you how they feel about you. So, you know, I have all the respect in the world for the guys that I play with and who go through that program, because much like the New England Patriots and where I learned to compete was at Michigan, and because the competition was tough, and that suited me very well for when I got here and playing for the New England Patriots, where another program that, you know, it's about competition and it's about, you know, who's willing to put it in every day. And, you know, I think that's a big part of the reason why they been able to stick around here for my 14th year, is because that's still important to me, and the competition and practice and the coaching and, you know, all the little things that you try to make a part of your daily life so that you can put yourself in a position to be a leader and to play at the highest level. So that's where I learned everything back then in Michigan.
Tom, the portions of that speech that I saw, you demonstrated great passion and energy. I'm wondering, did you rehearse that speech? Was it ad-libbed? Was it just off the top of your head? How did that whole thing work itself out?
You know, I had never done anything like that before. And I wouldn't say I really look forward to public speaking. That's not, to put it mildly. But for some reason, I felt so comfortable there. And, you know, I felt so comfortable in the message that I was trying to get across. So it was a very unique and fun experience for me. And I've never had a chance to go back to Ann Arbor, you know, in the fall, because obviously I'm playing. So, you know, when their season's going on, I mean, I have so many of my college buddies that go back and tailgate and they have a blast. And, you know, look, I've been doing this for 14 years, so I haven't had a chance to do that. And it was really a unique thing for me to be able to do when they're in training camp and happens to be a night preseason game. So, it was really fun to be able to do. And, you know, one of these years I'll be able to get back there, hopefully when I'm done playing, to see a game at, you know, Michigan Stadium, because it's a great experience. It's anybody who's never done it and who loves college football, that's, you know, seeing a Michigan Ohio State game is pretty cool.
May I correctly assume that if that were a regular season game, the coach would have said, nah, I don't think so, Tom?
Well, I probably would have said, no, I don't think so.
Right.
So it wouldn't even have got, you know, that far. That's, so not that the preseason games aren't important. They're very important. But, you know, this was, you know, something that, like I said, is once in a lifetime. So,
hey, did you feel old walking around the campus? I mean, 14 years, you're looking at them, I mean, they're kids. They're like young kids.
They do look like young kids. And when I was sitting in that room, because it's the exact same room that I was in when I was, you know, playing there, a lot of other things had changed at the school. A lot of other things are changing in college football. When you see all these programs, like I saw one in a Sports Illustrated, the Oregon program, and what they did for their football facility. And I've seen USC's, I've seen Tennessee's. I mean, it's incredible, the facilities and the way that they're trying to get these kids to commit. And, you know, the basketball arena, like, was unbelievable. I mean, it was never like that when I was at the football stadium, what they've done there. And how you compete in college football is so different. And pro football is very different than our facilities. I mean, we just, you know, college, it's, you know, they have bank accounts that are, you know, very, very, very deep from a lot of alums that give a lot of money. So.
And that's just Johnny Manziel.
I know. Exactly.
Why did you go there, Tom? I know I read in the book, you could have gone to Cal, you could have gone a number of places between the San Francisco area and Michigan. Why did you choose to go halfway across the country, a place that's pretty cold in the winter, Ann Arbor?
Yeah, but it was the place where I felt I would be challenged the most. So that was the helmets. When you see the helmets, when you walk into Michigan Stadium and you go, God, I can be a part of this, like, and then you choose to go somewhere else that doesn't have that, that's not really in me. So, you know, I saw what I felt to be the best, and that's what I wanted to be a part of. So it wasn't, like I said, it was never an easy experience. There was seven other quarterbacks that they liked, and, you know, that's when you look at the competition. And then, you know, you see that in today's day and age, and I try to see maybe a lot of young players, and a message I try to pass on is, you know, the competition is stiff because everyone is fighting for only a few jobs, especially at our level. And if you're able to learn to compete at 18 as opposed to 22, you know, you got a big head start on the competition.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys, when they go to college, they're the best athletes, they're the best, they're the best in high school, and things came not relatively easily, but, you know, they were just better physically than everybody, and then you don't really have to learn to work or to compete or to find ways to succeed, even though you're not the best. And, you know, when you get to be 22 and your job's on the line, like we are in professional football, you know, the coach just wants the guy that's going to compete the hardest and be the best. And, you know, so if you're learning to compete when you're 22 and you're competing against a guy who's a grinder, who's been doing that his whole life, like, you're up against something that maybe you don't want to be up against. So the more of those guys, you have the Wes Welkers, the Danny Amendolas, Julian Edelman, you know, guys like that, and those are just guys on the offense side of the ball for me, but, you know, those guys have had to fight their whole life, so they get in a situation where they got to fight, and it's right up their alley. That's what they want to do.